Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I have been a roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Get more tips, strategies, and my free download, the one-page business plan download. You can get it for free on my website, and what that's going to do for you, particularly as times are changing, coming out of COVID before too long, you're going to need a new strategy. You're going to want to position yourself as a company that can be trusted. It's going to help you identify your ideal prospect. And this is all about not wasting your time with tire kickers and people that are not going to buy your services. It's going to help you get more free time. And it's going to get you the opportunity to get that 2-week vacation that I talk about all the time. So be sure you go to my website at theroofershow.com. Download it for free. Today, I've got a great interview about how to sell. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. And today, I'm going to be talking to Dominic Rubino. He's got his own podcast called The Profit Tool Belt, and he's also a business coach for contractors. And Dominic knows a thing or two about selling roofs and selling home services. He works with a lot of contractors, so we're going to talk about the 8 biggest mistakes that contractors make when it comes to selling. Now, I reached a big milestone today. I looked at my stats and noticed that we just went over the 100th 5-star review on iTunes today. So I really appreciate all the support, all the feedback that I get from contractors, what they like, what they don't like about the show, and that's what it's all about. So be sure you keep those reviews coming. Also, I love to hear feedback. Shoot me a text at 510-612-1450. Just say, hey, like the show, don't like the show. Here's the guests that I'd like to hear from. I'd like a little help in this area. Or if I can help you, you want to have a quick free 30-minute phone call, a little business strategy, just go to my contact page on my website and click the little button, make an appointment. I'll give you a call and we'll chat and let's talk about your business. Most of you know that I do one-on-one coaching with roofing contractors, and I like to talk about some of the problems that I come across because most contractors have the same problems. I see it over and over again. And so here's a little tip. Here's a little something that happened. Three of the contractors that I was working with here last week, really, we had the same problems. And what that is, since we're talking about sales and we know that nothing happens before until somebody sells something, but you got to have your numbers down. You got to know your sales numbers. And here's what I'm talking about. Let's keep it simple and say we've got a budget of $100,000 in sales for the month. Okay, so we're doing $1.2 million a year in annual sales is our target. So just for simplicity, $100,000. Start off with our average job. What's our average job size? Okay, we need to know that. And that's an easy number. You can just divide out the number of jobs you do by the sales. And we come up with, let's say, $10,000. Okay, our average job size is $10,000. That means we've got to sell 10 of those $10,000 jobs to hit our $100,000 target, right? Simple. So we know we need 10 jobs. Well, how many presentations are we going to need to make to get those 10 jobs? And we're talking about close rate. Well, let's say it's 33%. I know that we close one out of three deals, 33%. That's generally about the way that it is. If you're selling more than 50%, your prices are too cheap. Raise your prices and get it back down to a number between 30%, 50% in there generally. Okay. So now we know we need to make three presentations to get that one deal. So that is 30 sit down presentations, actual quotes that we need to make every month. So we go back from there. Now we know the leads that come in, hopefully we're qualifying those leads and we're not wasting our time with either people that can't afford our services or call in and saying, yeah, I actually want windows on my house. And you don't do windows. I mean, it happens all the time, right? So we're going to qualify these people, and we're not going to go out to everybody. We're going to spend our time on people that are qualified buyers. So let's say that five leads come in. We're going to get three appointments out of that, and we're going to get one sale. So two of those leads that come in, we're going to pass them off to somebody else. We're going to refer them out, say, thank you very much for calling. However, this is not the type of work that we do, but call Joe's Roofing. They'll do a great job and have a referral partner set up with somebody that you can refer these things to. So back to our numbers, we know that we need five leads to come in to have three sit downs to sell one job. Okay. How many leads do we need? Well, we need 50, right? We need five leads for every one job that we sell, and that number is 10. So we need 50 leads every month. So those numbers, simple numbers, are what we need to know. Now, how we're going to get those leads, what we're going to pay for them, so on and so forth, where they come from, that's a topic for a different discussion. But this is just a simple tip that you need to have down. You need to know these numbers inside and out. And that's the kind of thing we talk about in our coaching sessions. So if this is something you're interested in, you know, click that little button on my contact page and let's set up a quick half hour call and see if I can help you. All right. And last, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. These guys have been with me for a couple of years, and they wouldn't be unless I really believed in their service. But they're virtual receptionists. They do a great job. And if you happen to catch number 171, that episode, it was How to Run a Paperless Roofing Business with Armando Jacox. And Armando is killing it, man. He's got just a smooth-running operation that doesn't require a lot of people. He's cut out the fluff. And we're talking about this previously to recording the show, but he says, hey, I just want to thank you. I heard about Ruby Receptionist on your show, and I use them, and I love them. I go, hey, well, what's better than a testimonial? Give me a quick testimonial, if you wouldn't mind, about what you like about Ruby. And that's what we got. But you should check out Ruby at callruby.com/roofershow. See what they're all about and how they can help you. Armando, we were talking earlier and you told me you were using Ruby Receptionists. Can you tell me about the experience that you have with Ruby?
I love Ruby Receptionists. I've been using them for a while, even before I heard them on your podcast, actually. I get the same feedback when I get a call and Ruby Receptionist answers it. And then I call them back. And when it's a prospective customer, they always say the same thing. They say, wow, thank you for calling me back so quickly. Because when a real person answers the phone in a very professional way, they don't start calling a bunch of other contractors. So when you go to voicemail, they don't like that. They will continue to keep calling until they get a live person.
Right. Right.
So that's why I love Ruby Receptionists. They've really helped us increase our business and give us a really professional look.
I'm glad you're happy with them. A lot of contractors that I work with use them, and it's been a real game changer for them too. All right. Well, that's simple enough. So check them out at callruby.com/roofershow. All right. Well, let's get into our interview with Dominic and let's talk sales. Dominic, thanks for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, good to be with you.
Well, believe it or not, I was out for a bike ride this morning and I was listening to a couple of your latest episodes. And you've got this series going that is called 8 Mistakes Contractors Make When They're Selling to Homeowners. And I really wanted to get into that because so many contractors have such a difficult time in selling. They don't have a process. They're not comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. They don't like the selling. What's up with that? Why do you think that is?
Well, because they're really good as contractors. The reason people get into doing what they do is because it's what they love or what they know the best. And so contractors get into contracting because they're good with their hands. They're not scared of anything. They can make anything, fix anything, do anything. Sales is just another skill, right?
And that's what I wanted to get into today because you've got a great process. And you and I both are business coaches for contractors. And I know that we both talk about systems and processes all the time, repeatable process where there is a skill to sales and that having that process where we're doing the same thing over and over again and just getting comfortable with it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 100%. And the reason is sales is random. It feels random. It just feels like people talking until a decision gets made. Maybe there's a little bit of stress at the end when you have to ask a closing question. But you know what? If you follow a process, and I know people are, you know, they expect guys like you and I to say that there's a process. But I should point out that no matter what, we keep saying there should be a process. So hopefully people are paying attention. Because when you've got a process, it's just like doing a roof. There's a certain way to do it, and there's a certain way to do it right. And it's the same thing for selling. You don't actually have to be great at selling. What you have to be is great at following your own process.
I agree with that. They stumble into it. They're not comfortable with the sales process, particularly when it comes to objections. I think that most contractors think it's just all about price. That's the only thing the homeowner's interested in. And they get so uncomfortable when they get to that price. They get to an objection. Yeah. And not ready to deal with that. And that's what I love about this series that you've got. But before we jump into that, can you give us a little background on what about you?
Well, I mean, I'm in the background. You know, I work with contractors just like you do. And I like to be the guy in the background that's working behind the boardroom doors with the owners. Quite often it's family businesses, privately held companies. And I've been doing this for 20 years. It's gone fast, but I'm very happy with it. And I sort of fell into it by accident. I mean, I was a corporate guy, and then I got formally trained to be a business coach because I knew I needed to be a better businessman. I'll tell you, the first contracting business I ever had was a Christmas light installation company.
There you go.
It was called the Yo-Ho-Ho Light Co. All I did was I knocked on doors, which the roofing industry knows very well. And I got deals where I walked on cedar roofs in the rain with a staple gun and a string of lights. What could go wrong, Dave?
Exactly.
Anyways, dial it forward years. And I've, you know, after I became a business coach, I also started some of my own businesses. Two of them I've done very well on. One of them, in 4 years, I got it to $120 million in sales. And then I sold that. That was a family business, believe it or not. And boy, family businesses are a funny looking creature.
Tell me
and
then
after I sold that, you've heard that before?
I've heard that before and I've experienced it.
Oh, just the awkwardness of.
Yeah. I think we are, so many of us face those problems.
How come what we talked about at the boardroom meeting suddenly got talked about at the kitchen table? I thought this, you know.
Right.
Why? You know, and we talked about, we said at the boardroom meeting, don't talk about this with family. And then suddenly everybody's, you know, I suppose your listeners many of them will agree with that. Anyways, after that, I became partners with a guy named Brian Tracy.
Oh, sure.
In another company. Brian's a really big name. He's an author. He's a speaker.
read a lot of his
and he's big in the roofing industry, by the way. He's done lots of the conferences and trainings at the international events. And what I did is I franchised his concept, his training methods, and I built that up to 237 business coaches all around the world. We were coaching in Portuguese, which is Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada. And then I sold that a couple of years ago. And throughout that whole thing, I've always been a contractor specialist. It's just the people, you know, it's the kitchen table I grew up at. It's my uncles. It's just normal for me. And I've always enjoyed it.
Well, tell me about your podcast, because you've got a great show and I listen to that regularly. And that's called The Profit Tool Belt. How did you get into podcasting?
You know, it was by accident. I don't know. First of all, I have a face for radio.
Yay.
So let's start
that's
there.
That's my line.
Hey.
Well, that's a typical podcaster line, right?
Yeah, yeah. We may be more similar than you think. So not to make it even more confusing, but many, many years ago, I ended up speaking at an annual general meeting, you know, like a small regional convention for a cabinetry association. And they said, hey, can we record it? Because not all the members can make it in. So we recorded it. And then I had this recording sitting around. They said, can you do another recording, do another training? And that got recorded. And before you knew it, I had a podcast. So I actually have two podcasts. One of them is for the cabinetry industry, architectural millworkers and cabinet makers, believe it or not. And then there were so many people listening to the show that weren't cabinet makers, because I talk about things very similar to you, Dave, at the business side. At least for me, I'm not here to make anybody a better technician. I'm not going to show you how to swing the hammer better or to, you know, anything technical. What I'm here is I'm in the business of business. And so that's who got attracted to the show. And when I realized that the people listening weren't being served well listening to the Cabinet Maker Show, then I started Profit Tool Belt, and that has just absolutely taken off. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, that's a great show. And it's, sounds a little similar to what my experience, where I started it as a hobby, really. You know, this is 180 episodes here. So I've been doing this 180 straight weeks. So there is no podcasting going on in the roofing industry. And that's really what I wanted to start up. And started off as just kind of a hobby. I thought I'd do about 10 shows. And here we are, just going on and on.
You've done 10 shows 18 times.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah. I want to talk about the sales with contractors, because you and I both know that this is the only way that you are going to get your free time back, which is really one of the biggest complaints that contractors have. They're out there just pumping out these quotes. They'll talk to anybody. They're shoving quotes in the mail, you know, just the chaos. And I think we both know that to control this is having this process of the sales, where we're going to improve our close ratio, which is what it's all about, because we don't have to make so many quotes. We can qualify the people that we want to deal with. We can make a good presentation. We have the time to spend with those prospects and close them. It's just so much easier. And it works, and you've got a great process. Yeah. So are we ready to get into these 8 mistakes that contractors make when it comes to selling to homeowners?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, these mistakes, I've found out about them over the years in one-on-one meetings. When we see somebody stuck in their business and we try to get them unstuck, every time we find one, you know, I'm keeping notes and I've been taking notes for years. That's where these 8 mistakes came up. So you may have seen very similar things in conversations you've had with the contractors you work with. So,
well, let's jump into it. What's our first mistake? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. So number one, I think you already hit on it. So this is not one of the 8, but you need a process, a consistent process. But let's assume for the moment that we have a process. Everybody has a process. It's random or it's a real nice system. But the very first one is you skipped the 20-minute pre-meeting. Now, you're like, what is that, Dom? Well, when we finally have a really solid lead, a really qualified prospect, they're actually expecting us to act in a certain way, because they're reading us. They're just getting to know us in many cases, right? They want to know that you follow a process so that they know you follow that same process on the roof, because they're not coming up there to watch you do the work. So all they can do is assume that the way you run your business is the way you run your crew. So what you need in your process is this 20-minute pre-meeting. And all that is, you know, once you meet somebody and you've established the need to come and look at their roof or whatever it is, you get on the phone with them for 20 minutes. You don't go running out to their house first. I want to save you the time and the heartache and the headache of going to see people who aren't qualified, don't know what you do, need some, you know, maybe they just want to re-roof their dog shed or their shed. Maybe they want to re-roof their entire barn. That's good. But you need to know that before you waste your time driving out there and leaving your daughter's dance recital to do it.
Exactly. And I think that's what so many contractors do. They get a call, they drop everything. It just continues the chaos. They run out there without qualifying, and it turns out that, hey, this is not something we do. And how many times have we all done that? It's just a total waste of time, and this is what we're talking about. You've only got so much time, and you want to be able to have that time to spend it with qualified prospects.
Mm. Yep. I need to know they have the money. I need to know who the decision makers are, right? I need to know that they want it done within some reasonable time frame. This isn't, in 5 years, we're going to get our roof done. Well, that's really a good idea. We need to talk now, right? There's some things we need to know now that tells me this is a qualified lead and my company is the perfect solution to help them.
Okay. And then where do we go from there?
Well, this is another mistake. Now, this is one that, you know, when you're doing selling on your own as an owner, it's easy to track this next one. But if you've got a team in the field, it's a little tougher to track, but you're going to want to be on it. This one is you didn't show up on time as promised. It's an you're laughing already.
That never happens, does it?
Well, and hey, look, it can happen, but text the people.
Exactly.
You know, like even one of the best practices inside of this is just to say, so let's say, Dave, I'm coming to visit you to look at your roof. Maybe an hour ahead of time, I'm going to shoot you a text message that says, I'm going to be finishing up a meeting just before you. I should be there just on time or maybe 3 minutes early. Is that okay? Now I've confirmed with the person that I'm coming. I've told them I'm coming. I didn't ask whether we're still on today. Why would I do that? We're on. This deal's on. I already qualified you in that 20-minute pre-meeting, right? But if you or your people, that your salespeople in the field, don't show up on time as promised, then what do I already know about your company?
Just can't trust them.
I can't trust you. You didn't show up on time as promised. And you know, the sad fact in the contracting industry is that quite often, if you show up, you're going to get the deal.
Exactly. How many times have you gone out and said, you know, I called five contractors, but you're the only one that returned my call and showed up.
Yeah. And you're just, it's a cakewalk.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. Partially that simple. You know, if you can qualify yourself just by showing up.
Yep. Yeah. By doing what you say you're going to do. It's those little promises, and they're so easy to make. We'll talk about another one. Number three is the same thing, but you make these easy promises and then you do them. Think about it like a windshield wiper. I make a promise. I keep a promise. I make a promise. I keep a promise. I ask for the deal. I get the deal. Boom.
I agree with texting. You always text to confirm that appointment, because how many times have you gone out there? Guy hasn't shown up. He forgot about it or whatever. And this is one way that you not only are you setting yourself apart from your competition, but you're also saving yourself time. Now, what I like to do, I tell my contractors a little added bonus on that is, hey, I just want to confirm our appointment. I'm going to swing by Starbucks on the way. Can I pick you up something?
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, it's just like, oh, hey, that's very thoughtful. Cool. And
that's all class.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway,
if they've got a big family and they order 9 frappuccinos and you don't have the deal yet,
exactly,
and you're wondering where the profits are going, you might be sweating a bit, but you're going to get this deal.
Yep. Okay. And then what's next?
Well, you know what? You already touched on it. And now this one, number three, is you forgot to make a light social media touch before that first face-to-face meeting. But I'm going to add to that. And here's what's important is you and I and all of the contractors listening, we have to have a really, really good understanding of who our perfect customer is. And they'll tell you why. If my perfect customer is lives in an executive style home, then most likely they're on a different social media channel than other people might be. Because there's things like LinkedIn. Only certain people are on LinkedIn, right? Almost everybody's on Facebook or Instagram. And I would say that 99% of people have a cell phone that we can text them. But I want to make a light social media touch before that first meeting. Dave, you and I've already talked about this. Just confirm you're going to be there. I love your idea about the coffee. If they're on LinkedIn, connecting with them on LinkedIn is very professional. Now, for people who aren't listening or who don't know what LinkedIn is Facebook for business people. And so if you connect with them there, then you are on equal business stature with them. And they'll think, this guy, this contractor is on the ball.
Right.
It just moves you up the ladder.
And just doing a little homework on who your prospect is, what he's about, just gives you so much insight, you know, to what his job might be. You can go to LinkedIn, you'd have some, a lot of times there's hobbies listed. And I talk about this a lot on my show is that everybody, every contractor should be on LinkedIn and have a professional profile because I like to send an intro to my prospect, say, hey, here's just confirm, you know, this is when our appointment's set. Go check out my LinkedIn. Here's the link. You can get a little to know a little about me. I like to have a photo on that. So when you show up, you your prospect doesn't go, I don't even remember calling you, you know, and you're doing some pre-qualifying and just giving them the information. It's going to save you the time when you get there and you're going to cut this short. They're going to have the information about you.
Yeah.
You've already started the building trust process, but I agree.
Well,
I like that.
You just said a very important thing there. With this pandemic that we've all gone through, trust has gone, the need for trust in making a buying decision. Let's forget about the sale completely. I'm trying to help this person buy from the best contractor in the world, and that's me. I'm the best roofing contractor you're ever going to find, and I want to help you buy from me. I'm not trying to sell them, but they need to trust me. So you're right. If I show up with a mask on, how have we been trained when a man is at the door with a mask? Are we supposed to invite them in?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
no.
Right.
And so, like you said, seeing the picture on social media, maybe seeing a picture of our team, our crew, those are trust elements. We call them trust breadcrumbs. I need to just see little pieces of trust from you before we go on, right? And then the second thing, and this is an easier one to remember, is that following somebody on social media is okay because it's not stalking if it's for work.
Right. I agree. It's not pervy to do that. You don't want to get too deep. You don't want to get too deep into stuff that their personal life. But you're right when it comes to business, and that's what LinkedIn is great for.
Yeah. Number four is a big one, and I think you've probably seen this before. This is a deal killer. This one is probably more of a cause of frustration for people than I think even we imagine, and it is the fact that you didn't get all the decision makers to the sales meeting. All decision makers must be present. And that goes back to number one, when I had that 20-minute pre-meeting or people are missing that 20-minute pre-meeting. That's my opportunity to find out who makes the decisions, who's the influencer in the house, right? Thinking about a conventional family situation, you've got the husband and the wife. I don't know that the husband or the wife makes the decision, but I know that one of them is the decision maker and one's the influencer. And when I understand that, I'm far better able to help them figure out what their needs are, what their concerns are. So if you didn't get all the decision makers at the sales meeting, you did not have a sales meeting. You had a professional visit and you wasted your time and you will not get that deal.
I want to drop back to that first one also is having the a discovery sheet, some kind of a template checklist to make sure that you're asking these questions and that you don't forget any of the process. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. It's just part of the system, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like a checklist. It's simple, but I like what you're talking about. You've got to have those decision makers. I like that about the influencer. You're so right. And without having that, your chances of making that sale have probably been cut in half.
Yeah, at best. You know, it's and the challenge here is, and we've all seen it, if all decision makers aren't at the sales meeting, then the objection is built in. this, Dave, this looks great. You've done such a wonderful job. I'm going to talk to my husband, wife, and we're going to get back to you. And now you've gone to a place that I call Follow-Upistan. It is a cold and lonely desert.
Exactly. Now, I think we're talking about something different also than when you say, hey, I'll do a drive by your house. You don't need to be there. I'll jump up the roof, measure this thing, and I'll drop something in the mail for you. I don't think that's what we're talking about, is it, Dominic?
No. We're talking about – it sounds like you've heard that before too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I actually need them to be there when I put the ladder on the house, and I go up and I come down with a piece of something and says, did you know these are flaking off your house?
Right.
Did you know that we've somehow the building envelope has been pierced? Has anybody else been up there? No, we didn't know that. Okay. So here's what happened. And you tell them while you've got something in your hand, a shingle, a tile, whatever it is, but yeah, to drive by and put something in the mail, well, you've just wasted your time. Exactly. You should actually just be sitting at your daughter's dance recital, not on that. That's not a sales call. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And these are the same guys that say, you know, they only care about price. They don't care about anything else. Because if you're not differentiating yourself, what else do they have to go on? You're just a commodity. And you're just shoving another number in the mailbox. And you are yep. not selling. This is why you're spending so much time and not closing any deals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got another tip here that goes along with all the decision makers. This is number five. And that is that you did your presentation. So, Dave, I'm assuming that we're doing a presentation, not a drive-by and through the mail, right? but you did your presentation without everybody sitting down. Now, I this is an advanced tip, but this pushes things in your favor. I have found in so many cases, in all industries, by the way, not just roofers, people who are doing the sales presentation outside in the sidewalk standing up. That is not a place that decisions are made. While right. the neighbor's driving by, the dogs are barking, the kids are riding around on a tricycle. No, that is not a sales presentation. You're a professional visitor at that point, and that is not a paid position. You need to make sure in that 20-minute phone call that starts off the whole sales process that you clearly set the expectations. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, when we're done the tour of the home, I'd like to sit down with you at the kitchen table so that you can join me and we can look at the whole scope of the job and then have a discussion with the papers in front of us so you can make the right decision for you and your family. Have to be sitting down.
I agree. And that's part of the qualifying stage, because if you've got somebody that's rushed, they're, you know, hey, I've only got 10 minutes. Well, you pre-qualified that by saying that you're going to need this extra time to sit down and really go through this. Without setting that expectation, again, you're just not following this process.
Yeah. Yeah. Only once have I ever done a deal on the hood of a car. And I was surprised that it happened. I was like, I am not winning this deal. And we did it on the hood of the car and walked away. And I'm still surprised today. That's how rare it is.
And something that I like to do is we want to be sure we're using company cam. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but this is something that's in our industry. It's a way of taking photographs, storing them, arranging them. But
right.
basically, you're taking that client up on the roof and making it, giving it a tour. Without them having to go up there. And by sitting down at the table, you're able to say, well, here's what your problem is, and this is how we're going to fix it. This is the special right. things that we do. So you can take the yep. time to do that. And I like to look at, you know, this is why your roof failed. You know, they didn't do this properly, and this is how we do it so you don't have that problem. And by
That's right.
taking them and giving them that tour, you've got to be sitting down, and obviously we're asking, letting them ask questions. We're not just shooting our mouth off because we're nervous, which happens so often. I call that watch your talk, listen ratio, because if you're doing all the talking, you're not listening to the questions that they have and answering yeah. their needs. But
what's the saying? God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we exactly. should use them in proportion.
I'm probably jumping ahead, so I'll let you
no.
get back. back to your just, process.
Well, you just said number seven, so I'll do number six, and then you said, but number, I'll tell you. Let me hit number six right now because I was surprised. You know, because I was a salesperson before I was a sales manager, before I became an entrepreneur, I was just a regular sales guy out there knocking on doors. I've always been in every sales team I've been on. I've been the cold call king because knocking on doors or calling people cold does not, it's like nothing to me. I'll do it all day long. And so when I moved into sales management and eventually into business ownership, this one really surprised me again and again, especially when I took a new person out on a sales call. And I'm almost embarrassed that this exists, but I have to say it. And this mistake is you forgot to have the paperwork ready. Right. Have you ever seen it, Dave, where somebody, they actually get the deal and they're like, oh, I'm going to have to get you a document to sign. Yeah. Or I need a pen. Do you have a pen?
I also forgot my pen.
Yeah. I'm kicking people under the table. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. First, it's unforgivable. But it's crazy that that's even a thing. You forgot the paperwork? So if you're running a team and if you're listening to this podcast, you're growing your business. And if you're listening to a show like Dave's, then I imagine you've got a team of people and you need to manage those people. I would hand them these lists, you know, these things you're learning from Dave and I, so that you can say, look, this is what other companies do. These are the mistakes other companies make. Let's not make those. And now you've got a chance to bring up the very silly concept of you forgot to have your paperwork ready, you know, or the iPad charge so you could sign remotely, whatever you use, but Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I want to just drop back and again, just remind everybody what we're talking about here. This is a process that's step by step. These are the things that you do and you don't skip any of these steps. And it just makes the sale so much more natural, more fluid. Right. You're going to close more deals, plain and simple. And you're going to have to, you don't have to see as many tire kickers and guys that are going to waste your time. You're going to spend your time on qualified buyers and you're going to give them that time. You're not going to be running around shoving these things in the mail. You're going to spend the time to close deals. And that's the difference between what we're talking about, the craftsman that's great at his trade, but you know, he just doesn't understand this sales process. You've got to learn it. And it is a learned skill, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely. It's a muscle that you have to train.
Yep, I agree.
Well, you already hit number seven, by the way, which is you did more talking than listening. And I agree with you. Just the other day, somebody was selling something to me. It was one of these online, you know, apps that you need nowadays for running the business. And I learned more about the salesperson's background and why he was the top salesperson in the company than I ever cared to hear in my life. I almost said to him, I actually don't care. Here's my credit card. Can we just move on? And I wonder if you or the people on your team are doing that when you're sitting down. The power is in the question, not in telling the answer.
Exactly. Because you're helping them, as you said, you're helping them buy. And you can't do that if you're flapping your gums all the time. And a lot of this comes from being nervous, I think, where you just don't feel comfortable with this process. And the process, this is what makes it easier. And you have that flow. And you, with practice, you become more comfortable and it becomes more natural.
Yeah. You could probably close a deal in three questions. What problem do you have? So yeah, they say, well, my roof's leaking. Okay, well, what's the impact of that problem? Oh, it's leaking in my daughter's bedroom and there's mold and, you know, now we're worried and it's starting to smell and I can see the mold growing on the wall. Okay. And do you want me to fix it? Like, there you go. I didn't do any talking. That person does not know how long I've been a roofer, if I'm a roofer. They don't know if I got nine toes or seven. They don't care. They just want to know that they're problem is being listened to and that I can solve it. There is a three question sales process right there.
You're right. Because they don't care about all the awards that you've gotten. Look at how big we are. All of these things, you know, I talk when we're looking at websites and they've got that about page that just goes on and on and on. Nobody cares. They want to know what's in it for them. That's it. And if we focus on that. Stop talking about ourselves and solving their problems. And we can't solve their problems unless we're asking the right questions.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody listening to this show, if you're running a roofing company, a reputable roofing company, you've earned that right. And now you get to ask questions as the wise elder person and say, tell me what the problem is and let's see if I can help. Okay. I trust this guy already. I trust him.
Okay. Well, let's jump into our last one, number 8, because I'm sure it's going to be a doozy.
It's a doozy and unbelievable that it exists, but it does exist. I've been guilty of this myself, and it is you forgot to ask for the business. It's really as simple as that. Yep. Professionally trained sales teams learn to ask for the sale at least 7 times in that sales presentation conversation, and they use a combination of hard and soft closes. Uh-oh, silence from Dave.
I'm agreeing. I totally agree with you. And yeah. You have to ask for the sale, and you're so right. And it's got to be comfortable. This is something that, you know, you just walk out and say, well, if they want to buy, they'll call me. It doesn't work that way.
Can I give all your listeners a closing question where you ask for the sale in the first 30 seconds of doing the on-site visit? Do you think that would be valuable? Okay. You can say this exact line in the first 30 seconds of meeting somebody at their home, and it already moves you closer to the sale. And so it's a soft close, Dave. And the soft close just goes like this. So we're meeting, let's say I'm meeting you, Dave, you and Mrs. Sullivan, and we're outside. We're going to walk around the house. We've got a tour set. I've got the camera set up. You know, before I go up on the roof, I'm going to say, you know, we'd be proud to do another home like yours. That's a soft close because it implies that we're going to be working together in the future. And so what you need to do is try and fit as many of those soft closes into your conversation as you can without being cheesy, right? I really want your business. I really want to earn your business. Geez, I'd really love your business. Yeah. Don't say that. we'd be proud to do another home like yours. Or even softer, every time we've seen a home with this kind of pitch, these are the concerns I've heard from other homeowners. Do you have those same concerns? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I agree. I like the most of our business comes from referral business, and this is what's so important for us. So I'm starting off with assuming that we do a great job for you. I'm going to ask you for a 5-star review. Would that be all right by you? Because that way I'm going to make sure that you're satisfied. You're going to refer us. That is my goal for this project. Does that sound like a good idea?
You know why I'm laughing? I just got back from fishing. You know I live on the West Coast. And so I was off of the West Coast of Vancouver Island last weekend. And our fishing guide said that as part of the safety briefing before we left the dock.
Right?
Here's the flare guns. Here's the life jackets. By the way, my business is built on referrals. I so appreciate you guys. And he just did exactly what you did. And he told us at the beginning of the trip, before he cast off the lines, that he'd be expecting a Google review of 5. And guess what? All of us did it.
That's right. And you're setting that expectation. You're already explaining to him, you know, we want you to refer us. This is how our business is built, by trust and referrals, having these 5-star reviews and the social proof. This is what's important to us. And we want to make sure that you're part of this group.
Yeah, those are the 8 steps. No, and if anybody would like this in a written format so they can hand it out at their sales team meeting or have it as a reference, it's just a free download on my website.
Why don't you give us the link for that? Let's talk about how we can get more information, because this is great stuff, Dominic, I'll tell you. And this is really where so many contractors can use help. You know, they don't need it in the installation. They know how to do that. They really are just uncomfortable with the sales. And part of this also, I think you certainly touched on this, but they feel that sales is sleazy. And this is not what we're talking about, because we're helping customers buy, as you said. That's what it's all about. We're there to help you.
hey, I'm saving them from the other guys. If you buy from me, I'm saving you from the other guys. I don't know anything about the other roofing companies out there, but I can tell you about our company. We are quality. We show up on time. We've got a great crew. We follow process, quality control. I know that the flashing is as the flashing is. I know the caulking is going to be as I said it is. The application is going to be right with the right product. That's what I know. I don't know what the other contractors do. And so I really want to help. And that's, if you approach, just as you said, if I approach selling from the position of helping people buy, then I'm just out there helping people. And I could do that all day long.
In this industry, it is so easy to differentiate yourself from your competition. And it starts with number one is return your phone calls and showing up, doing those simple things, which most contractors don't do. And by going through these steps and having a process, your prospects are going to appreciate that and they are going to buy more.
I think that in itself is proof of how much room for improvement there is in the industry. Because if there's companies out there that are just getting by without having the right systems in place, it's like they're almost drowning. And I mean, that shows up in the financials. We're getting by, but we're not getting ahead. But if you start to make the changes, the little tiny changes over time, then you get ahead and you're no longer almost drowning. Now you're swimming. Right now, now the profits are coming in. Now the business is running a bit better. You can watch your daughter's dance recital. You can see your son's football game. All of those things start to happen. But it just, it's almost boring, Dave, but you just got to put little things in place and never stop moving forward.
And practice is so important. Look at it like your golf game. I mean, you're just going to sit there, you're going to swing, and you're going to practice, you're going to do the same thing over and over again, and you're going to work on these little tweaks, and you're going to get better. And sales is no different. It's a skill that you learn, and you learn it through a process, and you tweak it, you practice, and you're going to get better, which is going to translate into growing your business, making more money. And what I think is so important is having more free time to do whatever it is that you want to do. And that's what this process is going to give you.
Yeah.
I think I skipped over to how we can get hold of this download that you've got.
Oh, sorry.
A minor detail.
Well, it's okay. You know, the good news is also the bad news. I'm super easy to find on the internet. So, but the website where all the free downloads are is called profittoolbelt.com. And if your listeners go there, there's a ton of free downloads, lots of free resources. And I break it up into areas of, you know, profitability, sales, operations. And then just you were talking about time. I've got a section called Stop the Insanity. And that's about, you know, time management for a business owner, because we get pulled in a million directions.
Yeah, that is so true. Well, that is awesome information. I think everybody should connect with you on LinkedIn also. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. LinkedIn is a great place. Get them on there. And I'm on LinkedIn. So definitely. I'd love to connect.
And everybody should be. You've got some great stuff. I mean, I agree with you 120%, Dominic. You've got a great process there. So everybody be sure to download this, visit Dominic's website, and improve your sales. Get out there, get the process down, work at it, practice, tweak it, and it will improve your life.
Yeah. Now, Dave, a shameless plug for you. I've asked you to be on my show, which the Profit Tool Belt podcast, and you're going to talk to my audience about how to get a 2-week vacation.
There you go.
So I can't wait to have you on my show.
Great. Well, I'll link that back on when that comes out, to be sure our listeners are catching that too, because you've got, and also make sure that you're subscribed to your podcast, which is called again,
Profit Tool Belt.
Yep. And it's a great show. This, as I say, these 8 steps, I listened to them today. Great stuff. You got some other great information, so be sure everybody's subscribed. But Dominic, I really appreciate you coming on. There's some wealth of information that you've passed on to our listeners, and I really appreciate it and look forward to being on your show.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. As always, And I would love to hear from you. So send me a text at 510-612-1450. See what's going on. Just say hi. Let me know that you're out there. If you like the show, don't like the show, love to get feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. All right. Until next week, we'll see you on the Roofer Show.